Morning, church. So good to see you again. Let me try this. Ata Maria Kata Katoa, which means peaceful morning to all. Today is my second time at Milford Baptist Church. I'm thinking, let us pray. O Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you and praises for your love and sacrifice on the cross for us so we have life. Jesus' resurrection reminded us of his victory over the darkness of death and brought humanity the blessing of peace and life. All glory be to our Lord Christ Jesus. We love you, Lord. Today, as we continue our walk with Jesus, may you lead us, set the path ahead, and guide the church in fulfilling its mission. We pray for strength and unity as one church, reflecting your love and compassion for humanity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's passage is about rejecting and receiving Jesus. Why do people reject Jesus? What is the promise of the gospel? And what are the people called to do? We will unpack in three parts. Firstly, rejecting Jesus. Secondly, receiving Jesus. And finally, Jesus sending. So let me turn on the slide. Okay, right, thank you. So I should be on the third slide. Okay, let me try. Okay, let's see. Good point. Okay, right, so this is the second slide. So as we have mentioned, I divide it into three parts. Rejecting Jesus, receiving Jesus, and Jesus sending. So let's talk about the first part. Verse 1, begin with, he went away from there. The word he refers to Jesus, who went away from there, and there refers to Jairus' house in Capernaum, after healing Jairus'